seeing the Hawks tomorrow, you know, just describe what, you know, these eight games have been for you, and what's it going to mean for you to go against your old teammates?
It's been pretty good. I think I'm starting to get a rhythm. As you can see, like, my turnovers has went down. You know, just another game, go out there and have fun and compete.
Is it just another game? I mean, or is it?
Yeah, it's just another game. It's not like I left. I'm not on bad terms or anything. I understand the situation. You know, I still talk to those guys a lot. You know, I talk to Coach Bud. So, you know, it wasn't like a bad situation leaving them.
How'd you do against Jeff and scrimmages and whatnot? And I look forward to that personal matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be fun always competing with them, especially Jeff. He's one of my close friends. You know, we played a lot of one-on-one in the summer and stuff. So it's just going to be, you know, great going out there and compete. I think the last time we played, I think I was in D.C., and he always bring up him chasing down, giving me a block. So hopefully I can pay that tomorrow.
What's it been like for you to finally get, you know, to finally get your chance, you know, to finally, you know, be a starter? You're playing 28 minutes a night here, and, you know, just to be in a rotation the way you are right now.
It feels good. You know, the biggest thing is I've been able to stay positive and stay ready. You know, the NBA is all about situations, and, you know, just when your opportunity comes, you got to be ready to take advantage of it. And I think I just been having a great mindset of just staying positive, thinking positive, and being ready for my opportunity.
You look at that Toronto game. What was kind of the difference for you, and it's kind of an outlier for you in terms of your performance?
I'd just say just had a bad game. You know, every once in a while you're going to have a bad game like that. Just try to move on and, you know, bounce back.
On that little angle reader machine, are you trying to get a certain target? I mean, Gordon said he looks for 45 every time. Are you trying to get 40? I mean, what do you try to do?
Just still trying to figure it out. Just something that can help you with your shot. I've been using it lately. I think you're trying to get to 45, so trying to get above 40. Sometimes my shot's a little flat.
You talked about the things that you'd learned from Quinn before. Has it been good to kind of reunite, and have you had a chance to work with him a lot, or are you mostly dealing with Johnny and another Igor maybe?
I'm dealing with all of them. You know, just working with Coach Quinn again lately over the past few games. You know, he showed me early on a lot of where my turnovers was coming from. You know, he was able to show me, you know, the spots on the court where I was getting them. Then whenever I take that and translate it to the court, you know, cut those down. So that's been great. You know, still just working on them every day, you know, on the footwork. Just trying to get everybody in position to be successful, you know, to help the team win.
See it all different as an assistant compared to a head coach?
Way different. You know, a little bit more fired up. No, very, very detailed. You know, it's a little difference from being here in Atlanta.
He's yelling at you then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's definitely yelling at me, especially to get back in transition. But, you know, it's been great.
Cool. He said he's going to blame Coach Bud for you not getting back in transition. So, in the press, he's, like, giving you a pass. So,
I guess you could say that just for not playing over the time. But, you know, I still got to get back.